Good morning. This is the day after Christmas, 2021. We are looking at tape number 3 of the Mystical Tape Series, Herb Fitch's Talks, which he made in 1978. We are on tape number 3.1, and we are looking at a mystical code, as Herb calls it. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Come out from among them who dwell in mortal bodies, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. This is a wonderful line right here. It's just absolutely wonderful. Paul had learned the mighty secret of the Hebrew prophets. He had discovered that the separation between God and man is illusion. There is no God up there and no man down here. There is only God everywhere. Paul took God out of heaven, out of the sky, and declared that the Spirit of God now walks this earth as the invisible body of every man. But the line that I like the best there is, the separation between God and man is illusion. It has to be. If I and the Father are one, where is the separation? The separation is in the mind that sees separate identities, separate entities. Now, he gives in this talk some quotes from Joel Goldsmith. The first one is, there is no truth about a physical body because it is only a concept. You'll find that on page 110 in The Art of Spiritual Healing. Then there are no human beings. You find that on page 123 of Godless Substance of All Form. There are no human beings. What then am I seeing when I go to a ball game and there's thousands of people in the stands? Here's another one. My body has neither youth nor age. It is as ancient as God and as young as each new day. That's on page 112 of The Art of Spiritual Healing. So Herb is suggesting that you spend time dwelling in your spiritual, your infinite spiritual body, your divine body, as he calls it. Here's another one. My body, says Joel, has neither qualities nor quantities of good or of evil. It has neither sickness nor health, neither large nor small, neither life nor death. My body is the temple of God. All right, so he's going to give us a chore to do, a task. And here he says, you must live in your mystical body or you will destroy yourself. In this mystical body, Jesus Christ remained alive during and after crucifixion, and Enoch, the Hebrew patriarch, walked off the face of the earth into eternal life. In this mystical body, the comatose girl recovered. The leper was cleansed, and the storm became calm. In this mystical body, loaves and fishes were distilled out of the invisible essence. If you believe in this mystical body, the work that Christ does, you shall do. Now he says, let's get into the doing. Many people try to get out of this physical body. Many teachings tell you how to roam in it and go places and return with a memory of what you saw. It's a lot of fun, but it's not the Christ way. It's only fragmentary. In fact, it's an escape from the truth. The truth is that you can never get out of your physical body. Begin right there. You can never get out of your physical body because you never had one. You are not in a physical body right now. My divine body is present. It is here. It is my only body. I do not have two bodies, one that dies and another that lives. I have one body. It is divine, it is invisible, it is the creation of God. There is no physical person here. That is our step today. Are you taking that step? If your heart says yes, we are moving into the recognition of our mystical body. My mystical body is the only body that will ever exist. It and the body of God are one and the same. I accept it. I am accepting the secret of the ages. This is the secret of the ages. The body of God and my body are one infinite, invisible, divine body. Now I must learn to apply this to daily living. There's my neighbor, and there's my neighbor's wife, and there's my neighbor's son, and there's my neighbor's dog. I see four or five different bodies. But there is only one divine body, one mystical body. It is my mystical body. It is my neighbor's mystical body. Step number two, there are no physical bodies anywhere. There is only the one divine body of God, the mystical body of man. Step number three, consciously remove all space between bodies. And this you will do later when your eyes are open, and we will discuss it now. Make it a point for 5 days, and really you can't underestimate the importance of this. For 5 days, make it a point that whenever you see a group of people, know that there is no space between their bodies, and that there is no space between their bodies and your body. Do it consciously. He says, I have done this exercise. All right, so he wants you to remove the space. That's the end of this tape. He wants you to remove the space between bodies. Now that's one way to dwell in your divine body, your mystical body. But there's another way. This is the way that I choose, or this is the way that chose me. I can feel omnipresence. Ever since I had that experience at Herb's class, Healing Outside of Time, I know what it feels like to feel my own omnipresence, which of course is the one omnipresence. It's your omnipresence as well. And so I can feel that. It's like I told Herb one time, I said, this is like Like after I meditate and I open my eyes, I can feel an atmosphere. It's invisible, but I can feel this atmosphere, this presence, this omnipresence. And so when I feel that omnipresence, whether with my eyes closed or my eyes open, I can rest in it. And so for me, that's resting in my mystical body. And strange and wonderful things happen when I do that. For me, and as well as for those who turn to me. Okay, so that's my introduction to Herb's tape number 3-1 of the Mystical Tape Series. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and let's look forward to a whole new year, a whole new self, a whole new consciousness of your own infinite omnipresence, your own mystical body. Thank you.